Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we present another episode of our program, The Perished Kings of the Past, before you. Today, we'll talk about another king who was very famous, but of course for the wrong reasons, for being evil, and now he is one of the perished kings of the past. Before going into any further detail regarding who this king was, let's listen to a virtue of reciting Durood upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that the one who recites durood upon me once, the one who sends peace and salutations upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we'll be talking about a very famous king of the past who now is perished, but his name does remain with us. It is remembered as a sign of warning, as a sign of admonition. This king is none other than Namrud. In our discussion regarding Namrud, we will insha'Allah Azza wa Jal cover who was Namrud, what was his name, how old was he? How many years did he spend in prosperity? And how many years did he face disgrace and humiliation for? What was the reason why people kept beating him and he was disgraced in the state for years and years? And how he met his doom? How he died? All this, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll cover in our discussion regarding Namrud. So stay with us. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, our knowledge will increase immensely in relation to Namrud. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, now first of all, let's start with what was the name of Namrud and what was his lineage. In relation to this, there are different opinions, there are different narrations. According to Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, the name of Namrud was Namrud ibn Kan'an ibn Sanjareb. And according to Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, his name was Namrud ibn Kan'an ibn Sam ibn Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. And his throne was established in the city of Babel, or we know as Babylon. So this is the brief history of Namrud, that what his name was and what city was his throne established in. Now dear viewers of Madani Channel, Namrud was the first king in implementing many evil things, such as he was the first one to oppress people, and he was also the first king who claimed to be God. So these evil practices were not practiced before Namrud. He was the first one to start these evil practices. Now dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we discussed in our previous episode as well, that remember there are four kings who ruled over the entire world. They were given the rule over the entire world. And two of them were believers and two of them were non-believers. Two that were non-believers were Bakht Nasr and Namrud. And two that were believers were Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam and Sayyiduna Dhulqarnain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We covered talking about Bakht Nasr, who was also known as Shaddad bin Ad in our previous episode, and today we're talking about Namrud, who's one of those four kings who were given the rule over the entire world. Now, the reason because he was given such a big kingdom, he was given the rule over the entire world. Hence, he was very arrogant as well. To the extent, his arrogance was such that he even claimed to be God. And to fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just imagine that what extent his arrogance was at, that to fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he even built an extremely huge fortress. Allah Almighty is the one who's created everything and everyone. Allah Almighty is wahdahu la sharika lah. He has been from ever and will be forever. You will find the signs of the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere. But since Namrud was also a king, so he used to consider him to be their God. He used to force people to worship him and to claim him as their God. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, how old was Namrud? It is stated that Namrud, he lived for 800 years. His age was 800 years. Now, he lived in peace and luxury for 400 years and then faced extreme disgrace and humiliation for rest of his 400 years. But because of this disgrace and humiliation, he did not let go of his arrogance and remained deprived of repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He kept claiming to be God, ma'azallah, and he kept oppressing people. Now, what was the account of his later part of his life where he faced disgrace and humiliation for 400 years? We will, inshallah, cover this towards the end of our discussion regarding Namrud. But let's first of all cover about how Namrud became worried about the destruction of his kingdom and how these signs were made apparent to him. Now, it is stated that one night, Namrud, he saw a dream that a star has appeared in his city. A star has emerged in his city. And in front of its light, even sun and moon have blurred away. Even sun and moon have faded away. Now, upon seeing this dream, Namrud, he became extremely worried. And he woke up thinking that, what a weird dream I've seen. So because his rule was over the entire world, so he gathered the best of the fortune tellers and the dream interpreters from all across the world, and he mentioned his dream to all of them. They all, after listening to this dream, had consensus over one interpretation of this dream. They all said that, O king, a child, a boy will be born in your city who will demolish your reign, who will demolish your kingdom. He will be a means of the doom of your kingdom. Now Namrud became extremely worried, and he straight away issued a command that now no man will go close to any woman, and if any pregnancy does take place, then there should be an abortion. And if any boy is born, any son is born, then he should be killed immediately. Now, this is the command that Namrud issues, and it is stated that there were many, many killings that took place of young children, of infants that were born. But it doesn't matter what a man plans, because only that will happen, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, now Namrud had issued this command where no man was allowed to go close to a woman, and any son that was being born, he was being killed. In the midst of all this, Namrud was informed that the child that you are worrying, that you are scared of, that child has been conceived, i.e. his mother is pregnant with him. Now, as soon as Namrud came to know about this, he was informed over this. Straight away, he appointed midwives in every home and commanded them that as soon as a son is born, then he should be killed straight away. Now, one midwife is being appointed in every house, and one midwife was also appointed to the mother of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. But look at the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this midwife could not realize when the time of birth of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam approached. This was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this midwife could not realize that moment. Now, when the time of birth of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam approached, then his mother went to a cave of a mountain that was far away from the city. That's where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was born, and his mother left him under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over there and returned back home. Next morning, when the mother of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to the cave to look after him, to find out about him, then she saw that from one finger of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam there is milk flowing, and from the other finger there is honey flowing, and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is drinking from it. So this is how Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was being brought up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it upon his divine mercy to bring Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam up. Now there was another great sign of the wonder and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in one day would grow as much as a normal child would grow in 1 month. This is again the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one day's growth of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would be equal to the growth of 1 month of other children. Subhanallah. Now this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought up Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam under the shade of his divine mercy, and protected his distinguished prophet from the harms and effects of Namrud. Therefore, after this, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came out of his cave. There's a difference of opinion in regards to how old was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he alayhi salatu wasalam came out of the cave. According to some opinions, he alayhi salatu wasalam was 13 years old. Some say that he was 15 years old, and some say that he alayhi salatu wasalam was 17 years old at that time. Anyhow, after coming out of the cave, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam started living with his family. Now, dear Islamic brothers, we will talk about a debate that took place between Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Namrud. And this was a great debate from the perspective of the intellectuality of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam becoming apparent upon Namrud, realizing that he cannot beat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam through argument, because Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the prophet of the time, and prophet of the time is the biggest of the scholars in the nation, and he is the most learned and intellectual personality of the time and his nation. So this debate that we will cover will inshallah azza wa jal enlighten our hearts with the beautiful intellectuality and wisdom of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, what happened was that once Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to the court of Namrud. And why did he go over there? It was because once a great famine struck the kingdom of Namrud, and people, they ran out of the grains and food provisions. Now people, they started to go in the court of Namrud to get wheat grains and food provisions. And then they would go in his court, Namrud would ask them, who is your Lord? Who is your God? The one who would admit him as their Lord, as their God, he would provide him with the wheat grains. And the one who would say that my Lord is Allah Almighty, my Creator is Allah Almighty, he would not give him any wheat grains or any food provisions. Now, when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to him, Namrud asked him the same question, that who is your Lord? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replied that my Lord is Allah Almighty. Namrud, he said, am I not your Lord? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replied, رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ. The word yuhyi over here has two meanings to it. One is to resurrect and one is to keep alive. Our Lord Almighty is the one who resurrects a living being as well as keeps him alive. And our Lord Almighty is also the one who gives death. The commentators of the Quran state over here that no one can match the might of Allah Almighty in terms of the life He blesses. Just take the example of an egg. There's no window in it. There's no ventilation system in it. But yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives birth to baby birds inside the egg. Then the birth of humans also possess various signs of wonders and amazements in it. Now, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave this reply to Namrud. So our Lord gives life as well as death. It was as if Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to Namrud that, O Namrud, you and your life are also a proof of the wonders and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty revives bodies with life, life with faith, heart with spirituality, earth with greenery, wealth with ponds, rivers with flowing water, and nations with unity. رَبِّي الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ, meaning, my Lord is the one who gives life as well as death. Upon this, Namrud said that I can also do this. What he did was that he summoned two prisoners. He freed one of them and hung the other one to death. After this, he said that, look, life and death is also under my control. First prisoner was due to be hanged, but look, I freed him up, and the other one had a verdict given for him for being freed, but look, I hung him to death, so life and death is also under my control. So Namrud tried to make Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam speechless based on this foolish argument and approach of his. But he failed, because no one can defeat a prophet. No one can outdo a prophet. No one can be wiser than a prophet, because they are helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are given honor by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who is supported and honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cannot be defeated. No one can outdo them. Therefore, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made Namrud speechless in such a way that Namrud La'in had no answer to it. What Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to Namrud, let's hear about it. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave him a very intellectual argument, because he had realized that Namrud is a foolish person, because the foolish argument that he had presented before Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, realizing his level of intellect, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came up with another intellectual argument. He said that, my Lord, my Rabb is the one who rises sun from the east. If you are God, if you are Lord, then make it rise from the west. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam meant over here was that if you are God, if you claim to be Lord, then you should have control over everything in the universe. Because this makes sense. This is logic. That if you claim to be God, then you should have control over everything in this universe. And sun is also something of this universe, is also a commodity, is also something in this universe. So, as you claim to be God, so you should also have control over this very sun. So, if you are God, then make it rise from the west, even if it is only for once, then do so. And if you say that you are incapable of doing so, that you cannot do so, then this would mean that you are helpless in this regard. You are powerless in this regard. And the one who is powerless or helpless in any aspect or in any regard, he cannot be God. Because Lord Almighty, Allah Almighty, is not helpless. He is not powerless. So if you cannot do this, if you cannot rise the sun from west even once, then this would mean that you are helpless in doing this. And being helpless in any aspect, in any regard, would mean that you are not God, you are not Lord, because God is above this. God cannot be helpless in any aspect, in any regard. So listening to this argument of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Namrud, he lost his senses. He completely lost his senses because he had no answer to it. He became completely speechless. Now, Namrud, he became extremely worried. And he said to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that, I'll not give you any wheat grains. I'll not give you any food provisions. Ask for food provisions from the one who is your Lord. Now, after listening to this reply of Namrud, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left from there to his house. Namrud was absolutely speechless after listening to this beautiful and intellectual argument from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that was full of wisdom. He could not justify him being God, and he was absolutely, clearly speechless in front of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, as Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left from there, on the way, he alayhi salatu wasalam came across a hill that was made of sand. And what he did was that he filled his sack with that sand and went for his home and took rest. Now, what happened after this? What miracle took place from that sand that he filled up in his sack? And what events took place after that? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will cover all this in our next episode, as well as how Namrud met his end, how Namrud met his doom. This will also be covered in our next episode. So make sure that you tune back in our program, The Parish Kings of the Past, in order to know about what happened further to Namrud, and make sure that you keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.